Hello again there, folks. So I wanted to do a quick take on a bit of controversy that I've sort of been dragged into. I was actually working on another video, and as I was behind the computer, I got involved in a bit of drama on Twitter regarding this YouTube channel called Trigonometry. And it's one of those things, and this is why I do think there's something worth getting into here. And it's part of this growing trend of people being anti-woke, and you see there's podcasts and websites and all, there's sort of anti-wokeness popping up all over the place. And for the main part, I usually think, you know, all right, we're all on board. We all hate the woke agenda, we all understand what it is. But then what they also have a habit of doing, this new anti-woke sort of grift machine, this new it's like a cottage industry of people like calling out the feminists and the woke agenda. And that, if you look at something like Spiked, it's like every single article they're using that word, like woke, 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 over and over again. And you can think, okay, that's fair enough, you know. That but then what they do as well, which is what got on my nerves and how they started, is that they've also got this habit of saying that the woke agenda is feeding the far right, like the real far right. And, you know, usually I'm lumped in with the real far right. And so I took to Twitter, as they say, as I was working, and I asked the Trigonometry people, what is it that you mean by far right? When you say the woke agenda is surging the ranks of the far right, and that's why it needs to be stopped, and then by implication they are also essentially they're admitting that they're gatekeepers and that they need to prevent people going over to the dark side of the far right. But here's the thing: all I did was ask them to define what that means. Unlike what people are saying, I've got no interest in going on their show. I don't watch it. I think I've watched one episode. I get bored by this stuff pretty easy. I know what they're going to say. They're going to make appeals to free speech, and they're going to moan about identity politics, and that's kind of it. I've heard it all before. But all I want these people to do is to define what they think of as being the far right. And that's when they blocked me and said they were under attack by a sort of far right troll army. But I mean, what is it that they think the far right is? Because it seems to me it's just a convenient catch-all term where they can sort of dehumanize people's legitimate concerns, legitimate opinion, and they can say, well, you are now a far right troll and we don't have to take you seriously. And funny enough, these tactics, this mindset, this is the left did this. This is the left of the 50s and 60s brought this in because they understood that the only way they can actually contain sort of ethnocentrism in Europeans is to demonize it and pathologize it this way. This is what people would refer to as cultural Marxism. And the funny thing is, these people, these centrists, they think of themselves as being this sane individualist center ground, and so that the woke lefties are the enemy, but then so too are the far right. And then the reason why I want them to define what the far right is, and the reason why I don't think they could do it, and indeed they didn't, they blocked me, was because what they then have to do to their audience, let's say if they made a television program, a YouTube show, or on television, and then they listed out a set of talking points which they would regard as being far right, then they'd find that their audience would actually be in agreement with a lot of those points, or they'd at least have to think about it. Let's just take a basic one about demographics. Is it far right, a far right extreme troll opinion to say that the English should not be allowed to become a minority in England? I don't know. This I'm putting the question to them. If does that then make me a far-right troll to say that I don't think that's a good idea. And the problem that they're going to have with that is that if they do think it's a good idea, or if they say that it doesn't matter, which the individualist centre would have to argue for, then they're going to have to come out and try and propagandise that to their audience. They're going to have to try and sell that. They're going to have to say it doesn't make any difference what the demographics of this country are, if we're all just individuals, or something like that. And the reason why they don't want to address this is because I think they know that it would be rejected. I think they know that it's actually not the standard position. It's a position which people have been bullied into accepting. And so in a way, they're going along with the plan. But what's worse again is that another idea of the centre is the free marketplace of ideas. As I say, I've got no interest in going on their show, but even just to do a quick tweet and list out 5 points of what they think the far right actually are, even that was too much. Even that triggered them. They've called themselves trigonometry. Because, you know, it's a big joke, because these are the really edgy, cool kids who are triggering all the snowflakes. And yet, look at the state of it. This idea of the free marketplace for ideas is a complete shambles, because it is a complete shambles. I've been saying that for years. But even in the context of this, it's a bit shallow, because they can't even put forward their own opinions into the free market. They're not even going to try and sell their opinions on the market. What they're going to do is just counter signal the far left, or counter signal what they call the far right. But they can't even name what the far right is, because that would be to give the game away and say, well, actually, yeah, we are like just lefties, and we don't offer any opportunities at all for you to get out of this. Because look, let's in my position, I've advocated before for some quite stringent and controversial policies recently, in fact, regarding something like the grooming gangs. And I would say, well, I'm not going to get into that on YouTube, but I got really tough action to make this stop, and it's not particularly pretty. I understand that, but the world isn't very pretty either. But these sort of centrists, they just want to keep kicking the can down the road and avoid tough decisions, so they can just keep riding that fence and all of the grift money that's coming in. And it's interesting to me that the anti-woke agenda has spawned this whole industry of people sort of pretending that there is this sane centre ground which the vast majority of the people believe in, when in actual fact they don't. And you know, we've got the statistics. We know people don't like the idea of becoming outnumbered in their own towns and cities. What are they then going to tell all of these people, that that's a far right position? This is untenable. And this is just one issue. There's others, especially regarding one of the hosts who got they call out identity politics, but one of them got a award based on his ethnicity. Based on his ethnicity, he got a Comedian of the Year award for his ethnic group. And yet, and then they're going to say, well, you're all collectivists. It's too easy to poke holes in this stuff. It's too easy to see the flaws in the logic. And it's like a booming industry as well. But what I do think, the reason why there's much more tension, because we've had the Mike Graham thing recently, there's been other things going on which I don't know about. What we're seeing more and more is that this sort of dissident right is rubbing up against these people increasingly. And they're going to struggle to hold the line. I don't know what they're going to do. But what I'd like for them to do, just to repeat this again, this is my little message, is define clearly for these centrist types, they're all over the place these days, calling out the woke lefties. Define clearly what you mean by far right and put that out there, and then we can see what happens. Then we can move on from there and we can think, okay, I agree, or your audience, the audience of these people, there's trigonometry in this case, your audience can then decide for themselves if they fall into that category. Simple as that. So thanks for listening, folks. I'll get a new video soon.